The Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, has said he's currently in talks with Revenue to make changes to the tax warehouse scheme introduced in response to COVID. The scheme allowed businesses to defer the payment of some taxes that fell due during the pandemic. A spokesperson for the Department of Finance said a proposal is currently being developed and will be finalised in the next 2 weeks. Well, let's talk now to Neil MacDonald, who's Chief Executive of the Irish Small and Medium Enterprises Group, ISME. Neil MacDonald, thanks for taking our call this lunchtime. You might just begin by reminding our listeners why this tax warehouse scheme was introduced in the first place.
Good afternoon, Brian. During and throughout the duration of the pandemic, a great number of businesses were so commercially challenged during that period that government, through the revenue, allowed them to warehouse PAYE, PRSI and VAT debt. They weren't, this was not written off, this had to be repaid. We went through, as the pandemic unfortunately prolonged, we went through a series of extensions, the last of which ends on the 1st of May this year. And at that point, businesses must have repaid that debt in full or must have entered a phased payment arrangement, a PPA, with the revenue to repay that. So that's what brings us up to date.
The outstanding figure is 1.75 billion euros. So we're talking about significant sums here, although in the case of individual companies, it could be, you know, quite small amounts. What is ISME looking for in terms of some relaxation of this 1st of May deadline?
Well, the first thing is, you know, the vast majority of businesses that we represent are fully tax compliant, and many of them didn't avail of warehousing at all. So it's a priority both for compliant businesses and the Exchequer that this warehouse debt is recovered. However, in reality, there is a significant cohort of businesses that remain very, very challenged in their monthly cash flow. And even with a phased payment arrangement put in place by May, the 36 months remaining to repay that debt under a phased payment arrangement will still be too short a period. And what we're asking the Minister and the Revenue to do is to ensure that there is an ability to extend that repayment period where a viable business is capable of repaying their warehouse debt, albeit over a slightly longer period. I mean, if a business takes an extra 24 or 48 months to repay that debt and remain viable, well, that choice should be open to it.
And in your dealings with Revenue, what do you understand might be on offer here? We're talking about a plan that apparently is going to be put on the table within a fortnight.
Well, of course, Revenue only deals with taxpayers, so we would only deal with Revenue insofar as ISME has dealings with the Revenue. However, we do understand that the Minister and the Revenue are considering an extended repayment period, which we would absolutely welcome, and we would suggest it's probably in the best interests of the Exchequer as well as businesses that this occurs, because if the Revenue pulls the trigger on some of these businesses that are actually viable, not alone is some of that warehouse debt put at risk, but further payroll taxes from the 360,000 people that are employed in those 57,000 businesses, that's also put at risk. Mm-hmm. So it's very much in the Revenue's interest to have a flexible and a business-like approach to this debt.
Very good. Neil MacDonald, Chief Executive of ISME, thank you for that.